Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We were just eating at Nando's. There was a child with severe learning difficulties.
They were Downs curious.
What were their pronouns?
Her and her.
Sounds like a barber's for special needs kids.
Warning, the following podcast contains extreme language and themes and is not suitable for all audiences.
Hello and welcome to Dead Men Talking with me, a big suave bastard, him a big fat cunt and a little not gay tongue.
Hello.
Hello.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, why are these two dressed in suits? Well, they had to go to court. And the good news is that the judge agreed that she did look 16.
Yeah. And that, apparently that's good enough now, you know.
To look 16.
Yeah, close enough, you know. Shouldn't be wearing those chicken fillets if you didn't want that to happen.
It's hard to tell when they're in a wheelchair.
Yeah, it is. It is. I've always said that, you know, and like, I can't help it if I have a fetish for white sticks. No, it's not actually for that. Find out
the reason, because we talked about it on Patreon.
Yeah, it was like, well, fucking explained. The council tried to shut, well, the police tried to shut down Dead Meat, but we won. So there are a very few tickets left for Dead Meat. We're not fucking around. We've had a harsh limit imposed on the amount of people we can have there. Buy tickets now, deadmeattalkpod.com.
Yeah, it's probably about 100 left now.
By the time this is out, patrons have had a few days of that warning, so who knows?
Yeah, I mean, there's
less than 100 now.
Like whilst we're recording, as we speak, there are not 100.
There is less than 100 tickets.
Fewer.
Fewer than 100 tickets, fatter. Unless Lily Allen wants to come.
Lily Allen will guest list. We will break our limit for
shout
that.
Shout out to Lily.
Like, what a fucking mental week this has been.
We're not going to keep going on about it because it's pathetic.
Yeah, you like, know, like to, a bit
to,
gay, isn't it?
To be too like, oh, well, hi, oh,
Lily Allen. Yeah. I mean, we did title the last episode, Hello, Lily Allen.
Yeah.
And spend the entire episode talking about it.
But at the time, we didn't think that she really was a
fan.
Yeah,
that is the thing. And look, and even, right, the maddest thing about all the Lily Allen thing is, like, even the guy who told us Lily Allen was a fan has tweeted us to say he was bullshitting.
Yeah.
That's the mad thing.
So for people, some people don't follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
So
they can get fucked.
The last episode, we heard that Lily Allen was a fan.
Yeah.
We talked about a baggy pussy for ages.
Because we thought it was obviously a lie.
Yeah.
And then Turns out it was a lie, but Lily Allen did find out about it and DM'd us. A fucking picture of her in front of a load of balloons saying Lily Allen has a baggy pussy. So apparently about 10 years ago, this was a thing before. So, you know, like we've just coincidentally, without knowing that, stumbled across the same thing. And all I'm saying, there is no smoke without baggy vag.
So, she took it like a champ.
Oh, she's an absolute fucking hero. She's like, you know, it's kind of what you'd expect from it. She was just like, had a laugh with it. Fucking fair play, Lily.
To be fair, I'd never thought about it before, but having seen how good she was and how she took it and stuff, I still think her music's shit. I still think it's rubbish. I don't care how nice you are, Lily. Yeah. It's crap.
Yeah. And I still want to shag her.
Yeah. What was it? What was it you said again?
Oh, that was the bit that I remember. That was the bit that gave me like cold sweats.
Were her pussy like a horse's feed bag?
I said a little more artfully than that, but yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
More artfully?
More artfully, yeah. I said I would wear her like a feed bag in a much more artful way, Freddie. But yeah, when I found out that she might have listened to the episode, I was like, well, that's out there. There's no taking that back.
If we worry about saying things and then that person's going to listen to the episode, right, we'd never say anything.
Yeah, that is true. But like most people don't listen, like Lily Allen did. So, you know, that is a very different situation, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, if you're not listening, listen.
Yeah. That'll tell her.
What the fuck's she on about?
To the people that aren't listening, they should listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a really trying week for me personally.
Yeah.
A hero of mine passed away.
Oh, yeah. The inventor of elasticated waistbands?
No.
World's fattest man?
The Jews?
The Jews?
No!
Well,
no.
I know those Iranians sent some drones in.
No. No, they don't pass away. They're winning.
Yeah.
OJ Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big fan of American football?
Big
American football fan?
No, I'm fan of getting away with murder.
Right, yeah. Literally murdering women.
Yeah.
And a man.
And a man who...
didn't know an awful
lot. But he was just trying to murder the woman. The man was just sort of there, I reckon, you know. Like, you know, it was his wife he was angry at.
I didn't know an awful lot about O.J. Simpson prior to his death. However...
How do you not know a lot about O.J. Simpson?
I'm not interested in him.
What do you mean? It's just like, it's one of those people that is such a cultural, like, landmark, the O.J. Simpson. Even though it wasn't like, he wasn't like a famous guy here, it was such a big circus in America that it became a circus over here.
Trial of the century.
Yeah.
I do know who his lawyer was.
It was David Schwimmer.
Do you know who his lawyer was?
Yes. Yeah. Kim Kardashian's dad.
Yeah, and that's how the
Robert Kardashian. Yeah, I know, yeah.
One of his lawyers. He had many lawyers.
Yeah. If you want to go into the thing that I've sent you, it's a little video clip of OJ that I thought was very funny. And it's
I like the balls on OJ that he wrote a book called If I Did It and just described how he did it. That is such a baller move, isn't it?
Have a watch of this.
Is this about that?
It's about that.
That you will not ask me another question about the case.
I will never ask you again.
We won't have to talk about it anymore.
Just did you do it?
No, I didn't. Nope.
Pause it. So that he's talking to his Ruby Wax.
Yeah.
Doing an interview, and he said I didn't do it. Anyway, go on, carry it on.
Did not do it.
After we finished filming, OJ said to me that he had a surprise for me, and I genuinely was surprised. I think it was his idea of a joke, and this is it.
She opened the door and he pretended to stab her.
That's a really funny bit. Yeah. It's like if Mike Tyson's like, I'm going to rape you. It's like, yeah, you might, Mike.
Oh, God. I think fair play to OJ for that one.
Yeah, fair play for the...
Not for the murder.
Right, yeah.
But for the, hey, murder joke.
Yeah. Finally found a glove that fit.
Because he was a funny guy. He was in like the Naked Gun films and stuff.
Yeah. But he was also just insane.
Do you reckon he's one of the funniest murderers?
Ooh, interesting. Oh. Interesting category. Who's the funniest murderer?
John Wayne Gacy is literally a clown.
Your clowns aren't funny.
Probably the least funny
Have you seen any Edinburgh show? Was he a Goliath?
He got shown by Goliath.
Yeah, terribly unfunny. Miming his murders.
Middle class clown.
Awful. Spent 30 grand to be a murderer.
Yeah. All the murderer reviewers would be like, oh, so much pathos behind that kill.
Yeah, fuck that noise. What's it called? What's the one who's like the most dangerous prisoner in Britain? He's dead funny.
Oh, Bronson.
Bronson's funny.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty funny.
He's funny.
Oh, the Chopper? I don't think...
Chopper's
quite funny.
Chopper's very funny.
Chopper's probably
full
the
of
best.
Chat. Like, absolute bullshit murdering, but like fucking funny.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, OJ's up there. Have there been any comedians who are murderers? Like, has it ever gone that way?
I know that...
Well, according to Joe Rogan, there's about 100 murderers in the world. One of his catchphrases is always like talking about
is
that.
Is that what he would
it.
Say?
He's always like, yeah. He's like, brings up in every fucking interview with the comedian. He's like, hey, you know, there's only like 100 of us on the world. Aren't we special? Fuck off.
What do you mean?
What?
Comedians like...
Oh, God. It's fucking... Fuck,
just
shut
piping
up.
Us. Like... Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I actually think that, like, if you call, like, comedians murderers as well, it's like, Nah.
Like, there's definitely going to be some of that in our Twitter history. Let's not pull that thread.
Yeah, I reckon.
I reckon if you search my Twitter and murderer, there is definitely going to be some of that.
I don't know. I just think it's a little bit. Yeah. Maybe it's one of those things that at the time in like 2018, yeah. It was like
in the fire emoji era.
Cool. Yeah.
There was a point where every comic was using a lot of fire emojis, and then we all sort of wound it back.
Yeah.
We're all like, "Whoa, this is too much."
Oh, do you know what I thought was pathetic? Yeah. Was comedians who say tonight's office.
Oh, it's the worst.
I think anyone who says, you know, also is annoying. People who are working in a nice environment, they go, not a bad work view.
Fuck off.
You're still on Excel.
Birmingham,
I am in you.
Yeah, that's another one. Ugh. I'm in you.
Ugh.
Ugh. Yeah, it's gross, isn't it?
A coffin, getting that.
Yeah.
Fucking retard.
Also, as well, it's like, yes, you can do a gig in Birmingham.
Yeah, well done.
Well, it's just driving.
It's always comedians who were doing it on their fucking social media where it's only other comedians seeing it. Like, we'd be like, oh, you're doing a gig. Oh, a comedy show, is it? Ooh la la. I have never seen such a thing.
Well, funnily enough, I remember, you know, Chris Ramsey.
I know Chris Ramsey, yeah.
When he started.
Let's drop that name.
When he started,
I did my first ever 20-minute spot supporting him, and I was dog shit. I did 13 minutes, and I felt like crying afterwards.
Luckily,
it was very nice.
Luckily, you being dog shit prepared them aptly for what was to come. No, I'm joking.
This is a public episode, just to remind you.
Oh, shit, yeah, we're doing the wrong way around.
Yeah, we're doing it the other way around. Yeah,
he's great.
He is, he's class. Good lad.
So anyway, he used to get shit when he started out, because he was one of the only comics that would use Twitter and like retweet praise and stuff.
Yeah, that was an insane thing.
And a lot of comics were like, that's a bit classless.
Yeah.
And it's like, looking back at it, it's like, no, that's literally what you should be doing.
Yeah, the only reason to have Twitter as a comedian is for promotion. If you're doing it for any other reason, you're pathetic. It's like, I just want to sell tickets. I want people to come to my shows.
Yeah,
I want to
I
want to do stand-up comedy. That's why I've got a Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy to be like, oh, this person's said a really nice thing to me. I'm going to ignore it to be cool.
Yeah.
It's really nice. If someone sends you something nice and you retweet it, they enjoy it. It's nice for everyone. It's just that comedians are fucking weird. Like, there's just so many bitter old cunts who make all these rules for themselves. And then they're like angry that other people are successful because they don't follow their made up rules. It's crazy.
Yeah. My rules got me to where I am now.
Yeah.
Exactly in the same place for 25 years.
Reading just the tonic again.
I've not done that gig in ages.
No, I haven't. It's a little bit too far.
It's too far, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's all right. You know, I just mean that as a, like, you know, I don't mean to particularly slag that exact gig off. It's just an example of a fine gig.
It's one of those where, like, anything less than 2 hours, local, 2 to 2.5 is about right.
Within an hour, I will take a dog shit gig
that I
know is shit, that I know will be terrible if I'm home in an hour.
Yeah,
2 hours, I'll have an all right one. If it's over 2 hours, it better be fucking amazing.
3 hours, you feel three in a car.
Oh, God,
Yeah.
I'm 35 years old now, man. I can't do the miles.
Nearly 36.
I am very nearly 36.
What are you going to do for your birthday?
I don't know. I haven't planned anything because I'm not a teenage girl.
Wait. You're not a teenage girl.
Yeah, why have you been talking to me on the internet?
Oh, this is...
What are we doing here?
What's all this been for? I've not been waiting for you to turn 16. What is the...
God, imagine what would have to happen to a fucking 15-year-old girl to look like this.
Cancer.
Cancer in a meth lab, apparently.
Yeah, you do look a lot like Walter White now.
Since I've had my bonds freshly shaved, I've had Walter White a couple of times, actually. I think I've got, there was a new barber in my barbers. He was a Persian guy. He's done my beard a little Persian. So I think that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. I can see it. Yeah. There is nothing sadder than teenage children with cancer.
I disagree.
What?
Someone I know with cancer.
A baby with 2 cancer.
No, because
I'm afraid you've got double cancer. Yeah.
No, because
it's got cancer of the cock and bollocks.
No, because if you're a baby with cancer, really nobody knows because you're still just a bald little baby.
Right.
Whereas if you're a teenager, they're like, why is that child bald? And you're like, oh.
I think a baby dying sadder than a teenager dying. I think the younger you die, the sadder it is.
Nah, because...
Do you think there's a curve where if it's under 6 months, you're like,
it's a bell curve.
I haven't really got attached to it yet.
It's a bell curve.
Right.
Yeah. If it's a day old and it dies, it's like...
Yeah, people are normally sound with that, aren't they?
I'm more sad because you've spent money on the parking. At the hospital. You're like, well, I'm not getting that back, am I?
Fucking hell. And all those, like, you know, a lot of toys you're going to have to return.
Yeah, yeah. Cot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to tell it.
My baby is going to sleep in a box until it's about 3.
Yeah. Your baby's going to die choking on its own umbilical cord trying to eat it.
Which one?
You haven't got teeth yet. Which one? It seems to have chewed through the uterine wall. Shove a spring roll up your vag.
If I ever...
Gash Browns.
Yes. Hey. There he is. There he fucking
is. If I have a baby, it's going to look like a fucking bowling ball.
It's insane because you look like a giant baby now. You've got like the head of a baby. You've got the same proportions as a baby.
Although we were just eating at Nando's. There was a child with severe learning difficulties.
I think Down syndrome.
I don't think it was Down's, but it was something like.
It was one of those where it's borderline, where you're like, you could be Down.
It's one of those where it was like, that is a
disease.
They were
Down's curious. They dipped the toe.
What were the pronouns?
Her and her.
Oh, this is why we usually do these the other way around, isn't it?
Her and Der isn't even anything.
Oh, God. I've really tickled myself.
Oh. Her and Der. It sounds like a barber's for special needs kids.
That's just how you like. It sounds like a barber stuntman from Preston.
This is going to be a bad one, isn't it? This is going to be a bad one because we've done them the wrong way around. We've done them the Patreon first.
We had to do the Patreon first because we're in suits and it's weird, and we sort of had to explain why we felt like we needed to get it out of ourselves. We wanted to talk about our big day in court, so now it's the wrong way around, and we've got to deal with the consequences.
Yeah, and the consequences are. Her and Der.
Her and Der. That's one of the consequences. Yeah. Can I please request that isn't made into a clip for social media? So I think I'm going to get some people advising me I go on sensitivity training for two.
Oh, my God.
We'll put it as the show title, the episode title. Because it's not going to fuck with the algorithm, is it? Her and Der.
No, catch it. Yeah, to be fair, I don't.
Sometimes the obvious show titles, we can't have them because they're really bad.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
On this one.
Should we have a look at what else I've sent over?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's have a look.
Have a look at Fox, because I can't remember what it is. Yeah. Oh, yes, I can. This is mental.
My 13-year-old stepdaughter identifies as a fox and jumps around in a mask and tail. Now she's convinced my 9-year-old to act like a giraffe.
This woman is fuming.
Yeah, like what's happened here is kids play, and now you've made it into a thing.
Yeah, but the one thing that you can't do is go, you are not allowed to do that.
Yeah, because of course they're going to dig in.
Yeah, makes
sense. There's a lass who lives around my way, I keep seeing. She must be about like 12 or something. She's wearing cat stuff all the time. She's always got a tail and ears on.
Oh, that's going to turn into a fetish.
Yeah, but I think it's funny that it's winding up adults being like, I'm a cat.
Yeah.
It's dead funny. Like, I hope she shits in a litter tray. Like, I think it's hilarious.
It's funny, isn't it, where adults like, you are not a cat. Yeah, I know, but I'm just pretending to be a cat.
Can you imagine if you were a teenager now, I'd defo be like, yeah, I'm a fucking zebra. What about it? Like, you'd definitely have a laugh with it, wouldn't you? If you were a teenager now, what a fucking chance you've
what
got.
What would you identify as, Freddy? Elephant?
Yeah.
Walrus?
Straight?
Hippopotamus.
Are you just naming fat animals? Blobfish?
No, just animals that you look like.
Blobfish?
My pronouns will be her and der.
He identifies as a garden gnome.
A woman has sought advice on how to handle her 13-year-old stepdaughter self-identifying as a fox.
Very quickly, what's your advice for her?
Wait 2 years.
Hey, yeah. Not even 2 years.
This is a phase. It'll be over in a month.
Wait a month or two.
Yeah, stop paying attention.
Or
take it dead seriously. Call the bluff.
Show her fox hunting videos.
Yeah, call the bluff. Start chasing her with packs of beagles.
Yeah.
Call the bluff. You're a fox. Get off my land. Yeah. I've got a shotgun.
Get a bugle.
Yeah. Molest her while screeching.
Tell her that you used to do that as a teenager. Yeah. She'll instantly be put off.
Yeah, just be like, join in. Be a fox with her. That is how you stop it. Yeah. If you go, I'm a fox too, they'll go, oh, what? Oh, and it'll just crumble. It's not cool anymore.
Should we out the bins together?
Yeah.
Done. It's over.
It's over. But because she's like fighting it and the kid digging in and getting loads of attention from it, it's the stepmummy is the one who is making this shit happen.
It's very funny how every generation, the parents forget that children rebel.
Yeah.
They just completely forget.
Again, on the Joe Rogan thing, he was going on about like kids identify as cats, and he was like, oh, I've got a friend who's a teacher and they've got to have a litter tray in their class for kids who identify as
Not
cats.
True.
No, what happens is they've got a litter tray in American schools in case there's a shooting and the kids need to shit. That's genuinely why they have them. And like, it just got, yes, probably because they're cats.
Yeah.
I think if there's a shooting.
Yeah.
Just, I think it's fine if you shit yourself that day.
I mean, yeah, but like, it's so mental to have a country that fucking dumb.
Yeah.
That you're like, right, should we stop the adults having guns, or should we make a special place for the kids to shit in events of a shooting?
Instead, why have they got litter trays where they could
just
have...
It's like a bucket.
I was going to say, they just have a potty.
Yeah, well, they essentially do. It's a bucket full of sand that you can like bury shit in.
Can I just say that if you were about to die, if you got shot and your last action was crouching over a litter tray, shitting in front of 30 of your classmates, that's the worst way to go out,
isn't
it?
That was so funny. They burst through the door just as you're curling it out. You just sat on the bucket as you get...
I guess you're working out why I got here. From the film. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because that was lame. It was lame and bad. And I think we should throw things at you.
I've got more things to throw.
I don't think you have more. I'll throw a table.
I've got a table.
Yeah, it's attached to stuff.
I'm strong.
I've got a loose table.
No, but he identifies as somebody who's good at throwing.
Right.
So,
I'm good at throwing.
Read this out.
The stepmom, Jill, was uncertain how to react on discovering the teen was a Therian, a person who identifies as a non-human animal. Mm-hmm. She told mental health podcast The John Deloney Show. She wears a mask and a tail.
It's mad that, like, podcasts are news now. Some mad cunt says a mad shit on a podcast and newspapers go, that's a story.
Yeah, we really need to take advantage of that.
I know, 100%.
Send us some WhatsApp voice notes in to 07354-188-257.
That was not related to anything, was it?
Yeah, send us some stuff in so that we can fucking... Your problems, your life, whatever, so we can get on fucking Daily Mail, innit?
That was tenuous at best.
Well, yeah, I wasn't expecting it to be I wasn't going for seamless.
Right. It's weird, really clunky gear change in the middle of a sentence.
I guess you're wondering how I got here.
Yeah. Tom, can you stop dying and read this out, please?
Yes.
Pathetic.
She wears a mask and a tail and has a YouTube channel of her jumping around like a fox in really short shorts.
Yeah, that bit's not great.
Yeah, that's...
Because like, the kid might not know what she's doing, but all the lads watching do.
Yeah, go look, listen.
Coffin's gay.
Listen, absolutely, you can be a fox if you want to be a fox. You are not being wank fodder to perverts.
Yeah. Like, get it off YouTube. Like, that. The internet's forever.
Yeah.
The horrified woman continued, adding that the girl's biological mother was seemingly encouraging the behaviour at her house.
Yeah, because she know it pisses you off.
Yeah.
Before briefly asking Jill to pause, Dr. John emphasised that outside of his show, in the real world, he tries to be compassionate and added that he's working with young people my whole career, like teenagers, young adults. So nothing surprises me.
Thanks, John.
And then here's the girl with just a mask.
I think that's just a stock footage.
Yeah. Well, it's not footage. Yeah. It's a picture, stock you fucking photo, big fat idiot. Right.
But the fact there's a name for this, I feel like we're in the Twilight Zone, he admitted.
Yeah, but you can make a name for anything. Like, you can just make up a name. And then there's a name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you go, people who identify strands as hair are Hairians, Herdarians. They've got a name then. It's not anything. It doesn't matter. Like, all that happens is there's like three of these, and then they give them a name, and then people act like it's this big thing.
Yeah. Plus, as soon as something starts existing, someone does give it a
name. This is it. Now it's in the paper. Loads of teenagers will see this and go, oh, I'm going to be one of them. It seems like it's pissing off the stepmom.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not a real thing. No one is going to spend their whole life in a fox mask.
Exactly.
You know, like at some point, this is going to end naturally. Just chill.
You
also want to be the person who, whilst they were doing it, wasn't fighting them the whole time.
Yeah. And also as well, like, just give it 2 months. What's wrong with you?
Just outdo them. I totally think that's the way. You go, like, full on, dressed like Tim Burton's Fantastic Mr. Fox. And the next morning, when they come down at breakfast, just don't mention it.
Yeah.
Just be like, we're being foxes, are we?
Or just, like, slap them around the back of the head.
Yeah, or just, like, take the fucking fox mask off her. She's a child. Overpower her with your physical strength.
Or run away.
Right, I'm really glad that there was a moment you stumbled over that R and I was like, sex crimes are not a solution to fox masks.
Don't want to rape a fox.
Yeah, make a right racket.
Why don't you tattoo a fox's face on her face?
Yeah. Yeah. Where are you going with this?
I was asking for you to expand. No. How will that stop her from being
a fox? That's what I'm trying to get.
It won't, but it'll teach you an important lesson.
What? Be a fox.
Don't be stupid or you'll get a tattoo on your face.
Of a fox.
Yeah. You wanted this, now you've got it forever.
Right. How does she learn from that lesson practically and put that into action?
Because now it's...
Her face is ruined forever, immediately.
Because now it's more like the Twilight Zone, like that man one is. It's like an ironic punishment, isn't it?
He doesn't know anything.
It's unreal.
Tattoo. Here's how you stop this child from being a fox.
I'm not saying you want to stop her. Why would you want to stop her?
Because this woman wants to stop her.
Well, then just tattoo her face and then she'll regret it and she'll get a tattoo of a human face off the top of it.
Can I get a cover-up tattoo of a human face on my face over this fox face that I tattooed on my face?
Yeah, and then when she's asleep, tattoo another fox on her face.
Multiple layers, right.
Yeah. Just keep tattooing faces and stuff.
Right.
In an even more bizarre twist, the stepdaughter had apparently also converted Jill's 9-year-old biological daughter into a Therian, with her stepsister now identifying as a giraffe, the flabbergasted woman relayed.
It's really funny that they're identified as awkward animals.
Yeah, it's funny. I think it would be great if the NHS started offering Therian transitions on their programme. So like they were like, no, they take it dead seriously. And like, right, we're going to medically transition you into a giraffe. Yeah. First, we're going to have to break your legs and extend them.
Yeah.
Then we're going to tattoo your body with spots.
Yeah, I'm getting
graft your ears off.
I'm getting a neck expansion.
Yeah. I'm getting a silicon neck.
How big do you want your neck to be? Oh, I'm thinking nothing ridiculous.
Can't wait to get my udders put in.
The stepdaughter had also made and posted a video with Jill's two young kids over Christmas, which the parents hadn't known about until later.
Yeah, she's made a little video. Do you reckon if I say I identify as a horse, they'll give me a dick reduction?
Because you've got a big horse dick, is that?
Yeah, big horse dick.
You've not, though, have you?
No, I've got a really normal dick.
That'd be too big, to be honest.
It would be too much.
I don't think anyone would like that.
No, it'd be a pain in the ass.
Especially. Jill went on to ask Dr. John if she should let her own daughter continue to be a giraffe. And more importantly, what rules do I have in place in my home about the internet and screens and social media?
It's so funny, this idea that this woman's going to be like, stop being a giraffe or I'll punish you.
Yeah, like, oh, I'll take your phone off you while you're here. It's like, all right, well, when I go, I'm going to make more videos about being a fucking giraffe.
Yeah, if you can't go on the internet, you're just going to, you've got to use your imagination.
Yeah.
And you're just going to pretend to be a giraffe more.
Yeah. Surely the thing for this is...
How is this a problem? What problem is this causing? My child is playing. That's your problem. That's what you're concerned about. She's not going to medically transition. She's not on hormones.
Do you know what it
is? She's not, like, damaging herself. She's just wearing a mask.
Do you know what it is? She's a middle-class mum.
Oh, yeah, she's got nothing. This is someone with no problems. No actual problems. Can you imagine if there's anyone who's going to a food bank and coming home and their kid is a Therian?
Yeah.
Doesn't happen. Can't afford the mask for a start. And even if they were, they'd go, fine. And then they carry on with the fucking day. And then with the day, they're like, oh, I'll take the mask
off. It has to be quite helpful because then they just eat leaves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, fucking fantastic. Go out and find some food by the bins. Yeah.
Working class mums don't give a flying fuck about what you get up to like this.
Oh, you're a giraffe, are you? Fuck off. I'm busy.
Yeah. I'm watching Countdown. Yeah. Not even Countdown. Cash in the Attic.
Yeah, fuck
Bargain
off.
On. Yeah.
You just get a fuck off, so they won't bother doing it. Yeah. And then you have to go out on the street. And if you lived anywhere that wasn't fucking ridiculously wanky like this, the second you walk outside on a northern council estate wearing a fox mask.
Hello, everyone.
I'm a fox now. Are you, lad? Give me your phone.
Yeah. I'd like you all to treat me as a giraffe, please.
Yeah, I'd like you to treat me as a fox. Right, well, I identify as a horse who is chasing you. Give me your things.
Yeah. Excuse me, you're getting in the way of my YouTube video about being a fox. Good luck.
Yeah, exactly.
See where that gets you.
Yeah. It's no coincidence that the cat girl where I live, it wanders around the incredibly middle-class area I now live in. She's all right round my gaff. You know, she wanders a little further down into Stockport. I've not seen her wandering around Edgeley dressed like that.
Exactly. You know, this is middle-class problems.
Yeah, round our lovely little boulangerie and fucking, like, delicatessen, she's fine.
Yeah.
She went on to say, and can I tell my stepdaughter that her cell phone's not allowed here?
You can. She's going to fucking find a way around it, though. It's not going to solve anything.
Yeah.
And overall, big picture, what kind of relationship should I have with my stepdaughter?
Sexual.
What kind of relationship would I have? She's just pretending to be a fox.
Yeah, it's also a stepdaughter. It's nothing
fuck
to do with you.
What's wrong with you?
Some child I have met is playing a game. That's the connection here. That's her problem. She's gone on a podcast. We've had some fucking flimsy guests on this podcast, but we've never had anyone on because they know someone who has worn a mask as a child. Can you imagine if she was Corey Taylor from Slipknot's mum? Lose her mind.
Since I'm not her bio parent, but so much of her influence is over my house and my daughter, who's absolutely in love with her, adores her, and I'm sure a big reason why my daughter's doing this is to gain good favours with the stepdaughter.
Yeah, so she's not doing it forever. She's doing it because she looks up to the girl in the fox mask.
Yes.
Yeah, just like, let her play us a giraffe.
Dr. John offered that his own daughter, 8, regularly played make-believe while dressed up as a princess, and this behaviour was healthy and normal.
Yeah, she's dressed as like she's in a female role, healthy and normal.
Yeah.
A giraffe! He'd be like, a footballer? Not for you.
Someone who drives well.
Yeah.
If your kid wants to dress up like a giraffe and run in the backyard, I don't have an inherent problem with that.
Oh, thank you, John. Cheers, Dr. John. I don't have a problem with a kid playing as a giraffe. What a lovely man. What a brilliant doctor. Where the fuck did he get his PhD from?
Would you pay to see these people in a zoo?
I'd
pay to see adults.
I'd pay to see people in a zoo anyway.
I would say, Tom, before you get into that, human zoos have quite a checkered history.
Really?
I would suggest. What do you mean, really?
At what?
Like, they used to just put black people in zoos, and they were like, human
did
zoo.
They?
Yeah.
I'm not bothered about seeing black people in zoos. I'm more bothered about seeing freaks in zoos.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Obviously. But I'm just saying, when you start suggesting human zoos, it's very good to be clear about what you're suggesting, seeing as that phrase has quite a lot of baggage.
Yeah. Okay. Some of them could be black, though.
It's like if you're suggesting that you had a final solution to a problem. You know, it's good to know the language means.
I would like the most ridiculous of society.
Yeah.
In a zoo.
Oh, yeah.
So that I could gaze at them.
There used to be a street like that in Amsterdam, and you could fuck them as well. It's so gutting that street's gone from the
it
red
really
light district.
It was the best bit. Nobody wants to watch 7 out of 10 hookers.
Yeah.
I want to watch absolute hotties or the grossest women ever.
Yeah, like, you know, you walk past one where you're like, you must have been fucking trafficked because you are too good looking for this. And then you're like, oh, no, you belong.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure once I saw Sylvester Stallone behind one of those windows. Never mate checked her. I have an inherent problem with that. Understand that she's not going to dress like a giraffe when we go out to dinner. She's not going to dress like a giraffe when friends come over. He explained of the boundaries around the child's preferences. Because you don't identify as that language is just madness. It's so strange that we're even having this conversation.
Yeah, it is strange.
Dr. John realises that Jill is a fucking
moron. There's nothing in it. It's just there's no juice in this because it's just a kid wears a mask.
However, if they don't grow out of it, then you end up being like this next person.
Oh, hello.
Oh, we got another story, have we?
Oh, wow, what a link.
Woman, 25, claims she has married a 6-foot-tall Halloween doll, claiming she is now in a polyamorous romance with the toy and her zombie doll wife, and trio is expecting their 11th child.
I love this, because like this is one of those stories where it's just like, woman is mentally ill. Yeah. Like, that's the whole story. We spoke to a crazy person about her insane bullshit.
Every once in a while, you'll read a sentence and there'll be so many things wrong with it that it's stop counting.
After the first two, I was like, this is just an insane person rambling.
Yeah. And it does end with a doozy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Trio is expecting their 11th child.
I know, fucking hell, she must have a Lily Allen level vag. Man, she's got a fucking Lily Allen on her.
Show us your Lily.
We'll never stop.
Show us your Lily. Felicity Cadlett from Massachusetts wed inanimate beau Robert in a private ceremony at her home after being in a relationship together for 8 years.
You can tell someone got a writing degree that they've never really got to flex because they just work for the Daily Mail online. Inanimate beau.
I know, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's fucking insane. Who talks like that?
Hang about a minute. 25-year-old. She's been in a relationship with it for 8 years.
Yeah.
So that's what, 16, 17?
17, there's the maths.
No, 18.
Oh, 7 years. Sorry, I thought it was 8 years.
Oh, no, sorry, it is 8 years.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
it is 8 years.
So 17, yeah.
17, sorry, yeah, 17. Yeah.
17.
Good maths, guys.
Yeah, absolutely smashed that. Way to go, guys. The Brain Trust, unite!
We beat the council today.
Literally, all three of us got it wrong for a different reason.
I got it right, I said 16, 17.
Yeah, I said 17. In fact, it was only Tom who got it wrong.
Yeah. I said 16, 17 because I literally just...
You know, did the maths. I took 8 off 25
whereas,
and got 17.
Whereas what I did is I go, that seems about right. If I need
you
to...
You do that with women's ages, don't you? That seems about right.
Yeah, and also as well, they might have been 16 when she met.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get into a relationship straight away. It was actually only Tom that got it wrong.
Yeah.
You stupid
fucking
little idiot.
Stupid little moron.
The 25-year-old
would be so funny if he just started crying once. He was just like, too mean.
He nearly did when we made him write that letter.
Yeah, the letter was as close as we've got, yeah.
I wasn't half crying. I was angry and I was ill.
You were really angry.
I was really angry.
It's just bad podcasting.
Turns out everyone loved it.
I know. It was great podcasting and we knew it because you were upset.
Bully the shit out of him.
I was very ill.
You're missing this on the Patreon, by the way. We made him write a letter when he was hungover and he was so mad.
He was really angry about it.
I think
really
it was
funny.
A public, that one.
Was it?
It was the Lily Allen one.
Was it?
Is it in the Lily Allen one?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there we go. What a classic.
What a classic.
That's a great episode. The 25-year-old previously tied the knot with a zombie doll named Kelly Rossi, who she claims is 16 years her senior.
Oh, that doll's a pedo. Yeah.
Look at that.
Are there people at the ceremony?
Oh, come off it. Come off it. Also, why is she giving it like a Kim Jong-un haircut?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, look, I'm not against... look, I think interracial relationships could be beautiful, but not if one of the races is blue.
Oh, I thought you were going to
go the other way. No. That's not the race I have a problem with, Freddie. It's the blue one.
I thought you were going to say, I thought interracial races are beautiful, but not if one of them's black. I was going to be like, Jesus Christ.
God, no, I'm saying
fucking
blue.
Hell.
Right. No, okay. Blue. Jesus.
She looks a bit like Matt Lucas when he blacks up.
She's like Precious.
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
God.
But Felicity fell head over heels.
He looks like O.J. Simpson now.
She looks like O.J. Simpson then. So that's really bad.
But Felicity fell head over heels for Robert, allegedly 26, soon after the wedding ceremony, and now the trio are in a polyamorous relationship.
Well, that's nice that they can work that out.
So polyamorous as well is that they get to fuck whoever they want. So she finds another...
Well, like polyamorous, yeah, sort of. I think like there could be different like degrees of it. It's like having more than one partner. So some people are like, I've got one partner, then I have an open relationship. That's polyamory. But the same is like, oh, I've got two partners, and I don't see it with anyone else except for them two. That's also polyamory.
Oh, right.
There's sort
okay.
of different ways of doing it.
Okay.
And all of them are boring and they're all ugly.
I think
the problem. It's like, if you want to shag two ugly people, then polyamory is for you.
I've never met
a fit polyamorous person.
No, I've not either.
I know, actually, there was one girl once, but I still found it a bit weird. And I was like, I noped out.
Yeah, but what are the lines?
Actually, I don't know if she's got big tits.
What are the lines between being polyamorous and just being a slag?
Oh, yeah, it's a spreadsheet. That's the difference.
Yeah, you write
down all the people who are bumming you.
it's just a schedule.
Imagine
thing.
How that gets put forward to you. As a man, your partner goes, listen, I love you very much. Mm-hmm. However, I want to have other men fuck me.
That is basically it, yeah.
What man goes... Yeah, okay.
There's a really funny reality show on Channel 4 where like couples who were thinking about it went on to like this like swingers
retreat.
Oh,
I watched that. It's really good.
It was very funny.
Get up a clip.
Because it was very funny because what had happened on every episode, one of them would be way more into it than the other. Like my favourite one ever, there was like this couple where they were like a middle-aged couple and the guy was like super into it and the woman wasn't at all really. But she was like, oh, fuck it, I'll go along with it, whatever. And when they get there, right, firstly, they keep going like, they go up to people and they're like, you know what we think, we want to make you our third, and they're all like, nah. The people keep saying no, and then eventually when it comes to it, everyone starts having group sex, the guy gets scared and just has sex with his missus.
Really?
Yeah. He got dead scared, and he was just like...
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, he's dragged his missus along, and his missus is like, right, now fuck it now, I'll suck someone else off, and he's like, know.
Oh, that is pathetic. Yeah,
it was a good show because there was always one of them way more interesting.
Exactly.
That
was the thing. The conflict was always that. It was always like one of them was like, I definitely want to bang loads of other people. But it would flip all the time. There's quite often ones where they were like, I'm super into it. And then suddenly their partner would be like, I'll give it a try. And their partner would be like doing better.
Do you know what?
That's the problem with this.
Yeah.
One of you wins.
It's a competition. Yeah,
one of you wins. One of you starts shagging loads of people or like fitter people. And like the other one just gets who's left. Like if you're shagging a couple, one of you is going to be well into the other person, and the other one.
Do you
like,
know what they should do? They should do like you remember a place in the sun,
A place in the bum,
where they used to do that thing where they'd have cards and they'd have like UK on one side, Australia on the other.
Yeah,
they'd be like, we're going to pick, and they'd be flipping it round. Australia, I think they should be doing that, but with a great sex experiment. Like we're going to pick. Orgy! Can we get a video up? Can we click on that bit that says videos?
Yeah, it's all on Channel 4.
It's like it's there's all adverts and shit. There's not like, you know. Just,
it's just basically what we say. It's
just we've literally described it.
Oh, okay.
It's like a reality show thing.
I want to see Mingan people. That's what I want to see.
Some of them are quite fit.
That's the thing. The people that were in the house all the time were really fit. Yeah. And then they'd bring other ones in that probably weren't.
But they were like fitting like a sex people way. They were a bit like gross.
Some of them were.
Some of them are pretty fit, though.
Yeah.
But like, I think that's kind of like, you know, that's kind of, I think that intimidated a lot of the people who went on it. It was shit. You know, I'm out of my depth here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
like, if I was like swinging, I'd want the guy to be a bit more pathetic than me. I wouldn't want some muscle bound hunk banging my missus.
No.
If I had to do it,
I don't think some muscle bound hunk would want to bang your missus.
A muscle bound hunk is banging her. And hopefully he'll be left by the time I get home. you know what I mean? I want someone a bit smaller, a bit weedy. Got to have a slightly smaller dick. They've got to have a slightly smaller dick.
I'm in, baby.
Slightly smaller. Slightly. That's a lot smaller.
Yeah. Not like
right, get your dick out. We're going to measure it. And this time we're getting a nurse or higher. This time we're qualified.
It's finally come to this.
Who do you think has the smallest penis? I think it's got to be you.
Yeah.
Don't know.
The fact that we both immediately pointed to you.
Yeah, and you went, I don't know, could be anyone. Could be anyone. Could be all three of us.
We've got no idea.
I've never seen
your
dicks. We were both immediately like him.
Yeah, because I'm the smallest size.
Yeah, your smallest size. Your penis is the smallest size.
I don't know. Could be anyone.
I have no clue who it could be.
Well, I don't know. I've never seen your dicks.
No one could possibly tell.
I've never seen your dicks.
Yeah.
I get compliments on my dick. So
from who?
It's very cute.
My mum.
It's very cute. Oh, you've kept that clean.
You've kept it clean. I don't know. It could be any of us.
It could be any of us. It could be any.
Well, it could because I've not seen your dicks.
Yeah, but we know.
But you've not seen my dick.
I'm enormous, and like, I reckon he's got a really bulbous, fat one. I reckon it's like really gross.
Mine looks like a doorstop.
Sam Gore Tommy's. It looked like a snooker ball and a sock, and he's seen it. So yeah.
When was that? Oh, yeah, it was
when
in
you
Edinburgh.
Were lived in Edinburgh together. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah
he
yeah.
said it was like reasonably big, but in like a bad way. Right. It wasn't like a good dick. It was like, oh.
It's fat.
There was just like more grossness.
Yeah. I'll absolutely take that. It's no one's looking at me and think, if I had a beautiful penis.
It'd be so weird. just this really elegant shaft.
Yeah, and also
gold
tapers.
Light comes on it like a Pulp Fiction.
There's just one vein down the side.
It would be wasted on me.
Yeah, it would. Yeah. You need a bulbous, disgusting chode.
Yeah, because the thing is it's on brand with what I offer.
Yeah. No, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine with my dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not like, don't get me wrong, I'm not one of those people. I don't think any man is happy with his dick.
I'm not like, I wouldn't say I'm like delighted with my
dick.
Yeah,
but
like, I love
you've
my
settled.
Dick. I'm very happy with it. Look, and I wouldn't, if there was a big pile of all the dicks in the world, I wouldn't chuck mine back in and take a random one.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think I'm very happy with what I've got.
That's because most people in the world are Asian.
No, it's because I understand what averages are.
Yeah.
Like, so I understand the maths.
You pick up a little Asian dick. Yeah. You're done.
Oh, yeah, because everyone thinks they're going in there coming out with a 14-incher. But, like, there's, like, three of them.
Can I
You know, there's loads of little ones.
Can I feel around for it?
No, you go. You get one dip.
All right, no. You can feel around
it's
for
a
it.
Random number generation.
You can feel around
No, because you'd be in there all day if you could put your hand in a barrel of dicks.
No, listen, you can feel around for it, but all the dicks are moving.
Yeah.
And just sort of twisted and sort of rounded.
No,
your hands
no.
are greased.
So it's Yeah, so it's gross.
No, you got to do it like apple bobbing. You got to come up with one in your mouth. Like,
I think you've got to do it like tipping point.
You push another dick in the top and see what
yeah,
comes out.
Yeah, the first one that comes out, that's yours. Yeah. But you could end up with like 10 dicks.
Yeah, like a dick bagatelle.
But what it is
oh, I've got the star
hope,
dick.
You've got to hope, if you're training in your dick, you've got to hope you're great at general knowledge.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
there's nothing worse than training your dick and then be like, what's the capital of Peru? You're like, fuck, I've got
shit.
They give you a vagina at the end.
You've won the mystery dick. You're going to Keswick.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah. Yeah, no, I get you. If I could have, like, okay, if you take out, if in this big pot of dicks, yeah. take out all the Asians.
Why is that a category? Because actually, the averages are very close.
Yeah, if you take out Asians, if you take out Asians, you got to take out black.
Oh,
yeah, I think that's fair.
Oh,
I think you've got to know, like, if you're going in the barrel, you've got to get one that matches you. You don't want it to look like a fucking battered old Corsa. You
yeah,
know, it's got
yeah,
one
yeah.
door the
okay,
wrong colour.
Yeah, okay,
you've just got white dicks in there. Let's you've take the racism out of it for once.
You've only got white dicks.
You've only got white dicks.
Can we also take off disabled dicks?
No.
Incontinent,
you've got, no, you got a ram. You got a random. That's your bladder. That's yeah. not a thing. That's just the tube. The dick's just the tube.
All right. What's it called?
Impotent.
Impotent.
You thick cunt.
That's the one. So impotent. Dicks.
He used to be an English teacher. And he used to get loads of boners when he was doing that.
Exactly. So I didn't need to know the words.
Kids, can you spell this? Yeah. So right, you got a barrel full of all the white dicks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In, wait, all the white dicks from 18 to
death.
Oh, no.
Yeah, all the adult dicks. All the adult dicks.
No.
Because otherwise, it's not random dicks. You're not like narrowing it down, so you definitely get a good dick.
You get an 85 year old dick.
Yeah, you might do, yeah.
Oh, you can't.
But you might get an 85 year old hammer. It'd be really funny to be a young guy with like a wrinkly, massive knob.
Yeah.
Huge,
yeah.
disgusting, wrinkly knob. Well,
there's less chance of it working if it
yeah, exactly.
No,
yeah.
I know, but I think.
I think it's your vascular system that makes it work, so it isn't going to work anyway.
I think that you're going to be a great. If you have a dick that beat the Germans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, poking it into a vag like it's the beginning of Dad's Army.
Yeah. Who do you think you are rimming, Mr. Hitler?
This one's got the Victoria Cross on it.
Yeah. I think I've got Bobby Moore's dick.
Oh, if you found out the name of the person as well.
Oh, that'd be great. You got a little backstory.
Yeah, a little bio on it.
Now you're making it fun.
No, but can you imagine like getting a dick and be like, I'm quite happy with this. But you get the backstory, it's like, this used to belong to Wayne Smith. He used to rape kids. You're like, yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, I've got Barry the Pedo's dick. Oh, for fuck's sake, this has been in a child. But yeah, no, I wouldn't. I'd happily stick with mine. It's all
I
right.
think, yeah, I think I would not risk
to make it.
I mean, you probably should, as having the smallest
to
dick.
Make it interesting, right? You get rid of every dick from under 18, because if you're having over, then you have to have babies as well.
Yeah.
Like, no way.
That's always been your philosophy, hasn't it? If you're going to have a dick, have all of them, including babies.
So, 18 to 40, right? All
well,
the dicks 18 to 40.
Like
No dicks that have literally something wrong with them. And
what, define something wrong with them?
No dicks that have been in a kid. Right, and then you
we're
get
just
to
going outside, so it's all the dicks that are your age. You
yeah.
know, you know, yeah, around there.
Pick a dick.
Yeah, it's just randomly.
From all the ones from your age.
Yeah.
Pick a dick, like hook a duck.
No, I'm sticking with mine, because look, even if I landed on a big one, mine's been weird with me, you know, through thick and thin, and you know, often quite thick. You know, it's been we've been on some adventures together. I wouldn't trade him in.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'd miss my old one.
Yeah, he's been good to me.
Yeah, and what if he gets like a shitty new owner and
take
care
exactly.
of him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like he's really overachieved my dick as well. Like, I really feel like, you know, he's putting the hard yards. He's like, you know, a horse that's won you the national. You put him out to stud.
What about this?
I wouldn't want my dick to end up on an incel.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, I don't want him just like decaying.
What about this? You get it's all the dicks in the world. No, in the UK.
Yeah.
All the dicks in the UK.
Right.
I still don't want to.
You're really narrowing this down, aren't you? Yeah. You're already going to narrow this down to all the dicks in that chair. Yeah. Right.
All the dicks in Preston.
Right. It's all the dicks in the UK from every age.
Yeah.
However, you get 10 picks. And every time you pick, you put it on like a little podium. But you're going to have to pick one at the end.
Oh, I don't think. I think that's too easy. I think you've got to like shoot. You get 10 picks, but if you pick one, you got to stick or twist each time. And if you throw it away, there's no going back.
Oh.
Also, I think 10's too many. I think you've got to give
it's
him like
three.
Five.
I think it's three. Yeah, three's the game.
Every time ten I would do it. Because
ten, if you've got a choice of ten,
because
you look,
on the lower averages, you're going to get a good one.
It'd be exactly. So funny if you got 10 tiny dicks, though. That'd be so funny. And you just have to be like, oh, can I?
How? Oh. I'll tell you what, though, the game, by the time you pick the seventh tiny dick
just
in a
like,
row.
No! Be fucking
I should have got number two. I should have got my number two.
Oh, fucking, I've got Not Gay Tom's dick. That's tiny. I was hoping for a Freddy or a Rob dick. You'd be much bigger.
You'd be flicking it back into the bucket like... shit. Yeah. I would... Because if it was 10 dicks, you would say, like I say, low of averages. I don't think my dick is in the top 10%.
Oh, God, no.
So there you go.
No, we're near the top 10%.
Exactly. So that's why you go...
It's like it's not 10. Above the bottom 10%.
So that's why you go, out of 10, okay, I'll take that. Out of 5 and you have to stick a twist, it becomes interesting.
Yeah. Like, there's definitely a lot of percentile above me, but I still don't fancy the chances of the odds. I'm happy.
I just would not.
You've got to be content. You've got to love what you've got in it. You have to. There's no other choice. Because sadly, this game doesn't exist, even though it would make great telly.
It would make amazing telly.
Yeah. Oh, what about the £1 million drop? But
the £1 million cock.
But with dicks.
Yeah.
At the end.
You've got to gamble and, like, how many inches are you putting on that answer?
You
start off with 14 inches. Like, I'm going to put 4 inches on that side because I'm not sure, but I still want to have something usable.
So if you get a question wrong, you just lose your dick. Completely.
Yeah. Don't get them wrong. Yeah. All right, you can start with 24 inches, which is going to be impractical.
Yeah.
You'd want to lose.
Oh, you'd want to lose.
Oh, God, can you imagine if you got every question right?
And the last one, you'd like, I've got to put half on each because, like, 12's already going to be a bird.
You can't. You have to go all in on that.
We'd have to change these rules because, like, I can't have a 24-inch cock. That's almost worse than having, like, a 2-inch cock at that point.
Yeah.
So, obviously, like...
24 inches worse, I think.
Because you can't use it. Obviously, the only thing 24 inches is good for is, like, showing off in changing rooms, and that's gay.
Or porn.
Porn, yeah.
No,
you've
but
got
even
to do porn.
Even a 24-inch penis, they wouldn't let you anywhere near porn. 24
They'd
inches.
Let you near porn.
What's the biggest dick in the world?
I think we've Googled this before.
I think the record is, like, 13 inches, but, a gay comedian told me that he knew for a fact that that was not true. I was like, fair.
18.9 inches.
All right. Is that the one who, like, stretched it with the fucking... I think he, like, stretched it and damaged it. I think it was that guy.
Where's he from, I guess?
Mexico.
Really?
Just said it there. Yeah, I don't think he's actually got a proper dick. I think this is the guy who stretched it, surely. Can we find a picture?
18.9 inches is like...
It's too much, yeah.
That's huge. That's bigger than pizzas.
Half metre penis.
He doesn't have a half metre penis.
Oh, if only his name was Peter.
Can we just... put his name into Google and then penis. And I want to see his penis. Yeah.
I kind of also want to see his face.
Why? Just, he's not got the world's biggest face.
He's got the world's biggest smile. Oh, yeah, that's
pretty
big.
Yeah, the guy who stretched it. Yeah.
It's a pretty big dick, to be fair.
Yeah, but it's like, it's fucking rank.
It's not a
skin
dick.
And shit. He just fucked it. It's like broken and rubbish.
Yeah, it's not a dick. It's just fucking...
He's just got a mental illness. Well, and what's sad about him is he had a pretty big dick and then he just got obsessed with it and, like, made it bigger and bigger and bigger by, like, stretching it and tugging it and stuff. It's all calloused and fucked.
Oh, God.
Which is really bad. So, I don't want that.
Yeah. Lesson learned.
Just a normal knob, it's fine. All you want is a knob that doesn't, like, upset people, you know. You don't want like massive disappointment.
I want one that someone is willing to touch and put inside him.
Yeah, exactly. Like, by the time you've seen it, it's basically too late, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah,
there's a contract at some point, isn't there?
At some point, you've got to do something with it.
Yeah. Once I'm naked and you're naked, it's going in you. Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Oh,
please touch it.
Please.
All right, I've changed my mind. Maybe Freddy's got the smallest dick.
Oh, God. Any news or anything like that?
Yes, I've got some news.
Nobody talks like that.
I've got some news.
Mate, that's how you would talk if your pronouns were her and her.
You might be watching or listening to this going, ah, wouldn't this be better if I could also smell the guys who are doing this? So maybe come see us live.
We are doing the Edinburgh Fringe.
Yes.
Rob, you're doing your own show for the whole month. Where are you going to be at?
I'm going to be at the Caves. It's on Cowgate. It's right in the centre. And I'm at 8:55 p.m. every day, apart from one of them. I think it's like a Monday in the middle, but you know. Come to that. I'm going to be dead good.
I'm doing the second half. I'm doing from the 13th of August onwards.
Part-timer.
I am doing the cask room at the Mash House, again, right in the centre, right next to the Caves, actually. And mine's at 5:05.
And we're going to try and do some live podcasts as well, so come check us out. Like, have a look at those in the brochure. We haven't officially confirmed the dates yet.
So if you are a Dead Men Talking fan, please come down. We'd love to see you there. Get pictures. Come say hello. Stop
just
us.
Mainly give us money.
Harass us, harangue us.
Yeah.
Touch us.
Yeah, touch Freddie. Just without saying anything, just walk up and rub his face.
Oh, right. Okay, here's a rule. Right, Rob said that this is fine. If you see Rob in Edinburgh, take your finger and just try and ram it up his ass. No matter where you are or what he's doing.
Freddie doesn't really like greetings, is the thing about him. So watching what he much prefers as the flamboyant gay man he is, just tickle his bollocks. Just walk up, tickle his bollocks without saying anything.
Do you know what? If I've been walking around Edinburgh all day, you fucking touch them at your own risk.
But if you can't be asked going to the Edinburgh Festival, then Freddie's going to be going on tour.
I'm on tour, baby. I am on tour October and November. I'm going to 20 different cities all across the UK and Ireland. There's some places that are dead close to selling out already. I think they'll probably be sold out by the time you're listening to this. And there's other places as well that have literally limited availability.
Some of them aren't selling at all, though, so buy those tickets.
Shout out to Darwin and Cardiff. No, they're actually doing all right. But they're just not as well as everything else. If you want tickets, then head over to freddiequinn.co.uk, Freddie with a Y, Q-U-I-N-N-E.co.uk, and get your tickets right now before they sell out.
The Army of the Dead needs you. Join us at patreon.com/deadmentalkpod to get even more from this podcast. If you love it, you can get an extra episode every week. We've got loads of specials on there. There's more stuff going up all the time. And most importantly, you are the reason, you who've signed up to the Army of the Dead, are the reason that we can go so hard. The reason we don't need to give a fuck about upsetting anybody is that we have you behind us. So join us at patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. Get yourself a free trial for a week if you like. It's £3 a month. You get loads of extra stuff. Now, here's a little taster of a recent episode from Patreon for you to enjoy.
£1,000 to kill a chicken.
No.
£10,000.
No.
£100,000.
Ooh, now we're getting.
Get into mortgage money now.
You wouldn't kill a chicken for £10,000.
Probably not. No.
I think
it's not even about the killing of it. It's the fact that I'd feel like a dirty whore because I've given up my principle for it. That's the problem. I'd feel like.
Would you not do it for £100,000?
Like, I probably would for £100,000.
Because I was going to say, for £100,000, I'd kill it and fuck it for £100,000.
Yeah, but I'd kill you.
Yeah, but you're not against that. You have no moral thing against
killing a chicken. I'm against fucking it.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
You're not against fucking it. You just haven't yet.
I just don't want to. I don't want to.
You're not morally against it. You just don't fancy it.
I don't want to fuck a dead chicken.
Right, but you don't not want to.
I do not want to. Mm. Yeah. Not one that's not been prepared.
Yeah. If it was breaded.
Oh, different story.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Time for the garlic dip.
Glistening with that sexy white hairless body. Like a chemo patient's head.
I've got a license for this.
Yeah, obviously, like, £100,000 enough to make me sell out my morals, but that's what it is, and, like, you know, it made me sad about
50K.
It. 50K. So. Oh, I don't know where we're haggling to. I'm just going to say no, so, like, because it's not real, so I don't care.
Oh, God.
I'd kill the chicken for £50.
Yeah, same. I'd do it for free. I quite like the experience.
I'd do one for free, but after that, you got to
You'd
start
like the experience.
Yeah, just strangling something and watching the life drain out of its eyes.
This doesn't shock me.
Why would you not want to do that?
I'd like to know if I could do it.
How would you not?
You could do it.
Want
killing
to,
a chicken.
But I mean,
I know
morally.
I could kill a chicken.
But I mean, morally.
And like, morally, it also wouldn't weigh that heavily on me, like killing a chicken. Like, loads of chickens have been killed in my name in the past. It's the selling out of my ideals that I'd feel sad about, that I was a hooer. Yeah. I don't give that much of a fuck about
a chicken. How about this, right? You kill it, right? But the way that you kill it is with a staple gun.
So, now you made it fun.
So what you got to do?
Can it be a nail gun?
No, it's a staple gun. Because the whole point of it is it takes ages.
I don't think it would.
It'd be even longer with it just a stapler.
Yeah. If it's a normal office stapler, now it's on.
And then extreme mode, just a staple.
I am confident I could kill a chicken with one staple from a staple gun. I'm pretty sure if you put it in the right place.
What, like the throat?
Yeah, right inside of the head. Or even just over the throat so it closes up into a bit of board and just suffocate it. Like, you could definitely kill it with one staple.
What you'd have to do?
You've got to batter it to death with an empty stapler.
I think what you'd have to do is you'd have to staple it with one staple to a wall via its neck.
Yeah.
And then you just have to wait and just let it.
That's literally what I just
hang
said.
And die.
That's literally what I just said.
Yeah, I think that's what you'd have to do as well.
That's literally what I just said.
I agree with you.
I said that a second ago.
I think what I would do
is the same thing as I do.
Staple it to a wall.
Yeah.
And fuck it.
I'd staple its foot just so that it was just stuck the way it was, and then it slowly bleed to death.
Just kick it off it.
staple it to a road.
Yeah.
And just wait for cars.
Why didn't the chicken cross the road? Yeah. She just got to staple it to the floor.
Staple it to the tyre of one of those big diggers at a quarry. Pop it as it drives. Oh, where's the best place to staple a chicken so it definitely dies? Staple it to the top of the Eiffel Tower and wait for a gust of wind.
Could you not staple it to like a car roof?
Yeah.
And then just drive off, and then it'd probably break
I think
its
you
neck.
Staple it to a double-decker bus roof and go over a low bridge. Under a low bridge. Obviously, if you went over one, it'd be fine. I'm going to take this for a bit of a thrill ride.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction. And free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Sexual assault investigation launched after Spanish doctors find a turtle inside a British woman's vagina when she complained of a stomach ache.
He's turtle inside your vagina.
Have they arrested the turtle?
The unnamed 26-year-old had visited a medical centre in Arona, South Tenerife, after suffering pain in her lower abdomen, which doctors diagnosed as an infection caused by the reptile.
Yeah, that turtle had gonorrhea.
The woman told police investigating the matter that she'd started to feel odd after partying with a group of British friends a couple of days earlier.
Yeah, of course, this is Brits.
Let's
smash a turtle up at a cant.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way this is French, is it?
Yeah, no.
Like, zut alors!
You don't get this behaviour from other Europeans.
That is a turtle inside my vagina.
She told doctors and police she had no idea how the turtle ended up where it did. It is not known when the turtle died, before or after entering the woman's body. Experts.
I think you put a live turtle up someone's cunt. I don't think you put a dead one up.
Yeah, dead's gross.
Dead's gross. Alive's a laugh.
Yeah.
The only problem is, though, if it's like a snapping turtle, what if it got on the clip? Snaps right on. That'd be bad.
Yeah. That's what a snapping turtle sounds like.
Right. It's like you eating sweet corn.
I don't eat sweet corn. I don't know what you're talking about. And any video that you might see in the future that says
I didn't
that,
quite get it. I keep trying to take a video of him eating sweet corn every time he does it.
Any video.
Today, he caught me and he ended up spitting sweet corn out all over the table.
Yeah, because it was very funny.
It was very funny.
It was very funny.
Yeah.
Experts have confirmed that the reptile in question was a freshwater turtle of the type sold as pets, although no further information was given.
There's no need to say the type sold as pets, is there?
So funny to buy it from a pet shop and shove it up someone's fanny, though, isn't it?
I like the idea she did it herself.
Yeah. She's like, hey, look at this. I've got a new pet.
Yeah.
The medical centre the British woman attended has been named as El Mohon in the municipality of her own... Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, why do we care, Tom?
I don't
know.
Why
are you reading that boring shit?
I've not read this whole thing before.
Well, do.
The facility operates as a small hospital.
Oh, my God. I don't care about the facilities, Tom. I care about the turtle in a cunt.
The facility has 11 car parking spaces and is open Monday through Friday.
You ready?
Police sources in Tenerife confirmed the story was true and officers had been asked to speak to a British woman about the bizarre discovery. The source said this incident did happen and the reports are true.
Thanks for covering that, then. That's fine. Well, if an anonymous source said it...
If I was a journalist and I had an anonymous source that said, listen, this story did happen and the reports are true... You would go, this story never happened in a million years.
Yeah, basically, the rest of this story
asking
is
a
just
lot of
them
the,
saying it's
the
true.
Daily Mail. Like, you know, like what else do you expect? It's not like a bastion of journalistic standards,
it's not,
is
it? Really, is it?
No. That's why we read so many stories off it, because it's mental shit.
Yeah. Which animal do you think would be best to put up her vagina?
A little...
Eel?
Tiny...
Eel, pretty
not
good.
Not an eel.
Sea cucumber.
Electric eel.
Ooh, kinky.
What about a little seahorse?
Little seahorse, you barely notice it'd be fluttering about.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a good animal to put up there.
No, but surely you want it to do something when it's up there.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
You can go beyond not feeling it.
If you're doing it for
enjoyable
sexual pleasure,
yeah.
I think we're falling afoul here by only considering sea animals.
I'm not only considering sea animals. I just think a sea cucumber is a perfect animal to shove up a cunt.
Guinea pig.
Yeah, well, you know, the Richard Gere method.
A hamster, a Russian dwarf hamster.
Yeah, depends how tight they are. Lily Allen would need a fucking bear. it's never going to stop.
I just imagine someone going, where's me bear gone? Lily!
Talk about a growler.
I like the idea that in a bottom bedside drawer cabinet, you open it up and it's just a bear like growling.
She's just got a jar of honey to coax it back out.
She uses it as lube.
The bear's using it as a cave.
If women used honey as lube, I would go down on them more.
Yeah, you would. If you could get a honey nut cunt, you'd be all over it. I'm just having a big bowl of honey nut clits. The number one breakfast cereal in Somalia.
FGM Rosties. And Frosties.
Yeah. That was awful.
It's really hard to try and make clit cereal.
Well, I fucking did it. Jesus Christ.
Clitco Pops.
There we go. That's better.
Do another story?
Yeah.
I want to make more.
Snap, clittle and cunt.
See, it's really hard, isn't it? Rice Clitsby's. There you go. Rice Clitsby's are the one.
There we go.
Come on.
This is the world's most jealous woman.
Here's the thing. Remember Ricicles?
Yeah.
A girl at school once used to call me Ricicle Head.
You do have a Ricicle Head. You've got a big, fat, sugary head. I love that it's not even a fucking Rice Krispie, which is the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the addition of the sugar that makes it like a Ricicle. That's the only difference.
Ricicle Head.
You do have a Ricicle Head.
It was one of those, every once in a while when you're a kid, somone comes up with a nickname and you're like,
oh, that's
damn
good.
Damn, that's good.
That's good. That's going to stick.
That's
that
so
is
good.
Very accurate.
Ricicle head.
Yeah, bang on.
Is this the most world... Sorry.
You managed three correct words.
Is this the most?
You managed...
I'm still laughing about Ricicle head.
You managed three correct words, and the correct words you managed is this the...
Is this the world's most jealous woman?
Right, we're all going to take bets on how long it takes before Tom fucks a word up.
Let's go. I'm going to go three more words.
Right, go on.
Debbie, 42.
Okay.
Debbie, 42, forces 30-year-old fiancé to take a lie detector test every time he leaves the house and bans him from watching TV in case he's attracted to another girl.
Are you fucking messing with
what
me?
What kind of... I want to see a picture of these two.
Oh, there's a picture going up.
What a gimp.
Wow.
Right.
They look exactly as you would expect.
Wait a minute, which one's the woman?
I would expect her to be a lot fitter to be making any sort of demands. Like, you know, and look, if you're worried about him fancying women on TV, if he fancies her, there's not a lot of women like her on TV. You're going to be fine.
No, hell no, not unless he's watching the Jeremy Kyle show.
Yeah, I think
they could very easily have been on Jeremy
Kyle. Oh, 100%. You'd be phoning these people and lying to them in order to make them kill themselves. Yeah.
This is quite an old story. It's in 2013, someone sent it in. A woman who makes her fiancé take a lie detector test to prove he has been faithful every time he leaves the house has been diagnosed with a rare condition that causes delusional jealousy.
Yeah, being called a big fat cunt. That's what it's called.
Debbie Wood, 42, of Leicester, is so paranoid that her partner Steve Wood, 30, will stray that she also checks his phone, email accounts and bank statements several times a day for evidence of infidelity.
Why would you bother? Like, why
that's
would you bother?
So much.
It's like,
that's so
there's no
effort.
One on earth I would let do that.
Yeah, no one. Yeah, no, not just.
Like, Rita Aurora could be like, hey, right, you can have a go on this, but I've got to check your phones and all that. I'd be like, cool, I'd check it once, then I'd run away.
Yeah.
That's my move.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, you can definitely check my phone in a bit. Should we just go?
Take a dummy phone.
Yeah, take a phone.
Yeah.
She ain't Rita Aurora.
No, exactly.
She's fucking Eat Aurora.
Eat Amora. Yeah.
Mr. Wood, who started dating Miss Wood in 2011 after they met through a friend, is even banned from watching women on television or looking at pictures of them in magazines.
I bet he wanks to the maddest shit. If you're like not allowed to look at women ever, when she goes to bed at night and he crawls off to the fucking, like, you know, crawls off to the toilet, he's looking at some mad shit.
Yeah, that's why he's growing his hair long.
I would guess he's typing in BBW into the search box.
Oh, yeah.
Judging by his preferences.
BBBW.
Yeah.
The extra B's for barbecue.
They've got the classic goth couple body shape. They're not quite goths, but you know what I mean? It's skinny, weird guy with big fat woman.
Yeah, Jack
the number 10.
Jack Spratt and his wife.
Yeah.
Also, he's going bald, but he's got long hair.
Yeah, look.
Get rid of that now.
He's no catch, but he's still, he's punching down, essentially, at this point.
Yeah. Also, he knew he was going to be in the news today.
I know.
That's his best T-shirt.
He's worn his best motorbike top.
Oh, shit. What's going on here?
I'll tell you what's going on. You've clicked off it.
Yeah. Doctors have discovered that Miss Wood is suffering from Othello syndrome.
When you keep seeing pebbles as black instead of white.
That's very good.
Thank you very much.
A psychiatric disorder which causes sufferers to believe their partners have been unfaithful even without evidence. I love
that there's a condition for this. It's just being paranoid.
Yeah, I would definitely got these on Jeremy Carr. Right timeline as well.
Yeah.
She said, I'm relieved.
You're just seeing these as the one who got away, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'd have got these on like 10 times.
Yeah.
If you come on once, I'd have rung them every week and I got them every week.
Like, I think the problem you'd have is that convincing her to stand up.
This is not a sit-down day for you, mate.
Yeah, for you, mate. You do what your knees can take. That is a big call back to the Jeremy Kyle episode. Fuck me.
She said, I'm relieved to finally know what's wrong with me, but I still have a long way to go. Even if Steve pops out for 15 minutes to buy a pint of milk, I make him take a lie detector test as soon as he gets home.
I hope he is cheating on a load. I'd be so funny if he was nipping out to shag the neighbour or if he was like sucking off the milkman.
I get so worried that he's been eyeing up the shop assistant that I just have to know the truth. I think he's gorgeous.
Nope.
She's blind as well. But that's not the issue. It's about whether or not I can trust him not to look at the other women while he's out on his own.
But here's the thing, right? I'm just going to say it. Every man in a relationship looks at other women.
Yeah, but so does every woman.
And like, every
we
woman.
Look at people.
Yeah.
And like, you go, they're fit. But then if you don't do anything about it, that's fine.
Yeah, because you go like this. You go, oh, gosh, I'd really like to fuck them. But I'm not going to.
Yeah, I see fit people all the time. But what I do is not shag them. And then my missus is happy.
Anybody who says, oh, yeah, I never look at other people and find anybody else attractive, they're literally lying.
Yeah. Like, I'm very, very happy in my relationship. I will never be cheating. But I see people all the time that are fit.
Because you cannot control what you find attractive.
Yeah, it's just instinctive.
What you can control is whether or not you, like, do anything about it.
Yeah.
So anybody who's like, no, I don't find anybody attractive, shut the fuck up.
Shit.
Lies.
It's like if he looks at like Beyonce, nothing, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that's Beyonce. I think
no, he's more a Lizzo man.
Yeah.
You mean like Mandy Dingle?
She has got a touch of the Dingles.
Yeah. Like
Mandy Dingle out of road. Fucking made me laugh so much.
Anyone with tits that go in opposite directions, that's kind of what he's after.
I don't want
those. Sorry to interrupt. Those are the worst kind of tits, by the way.
Yeah, I think
you know the ones with the tits that start off close and by the end they're like fucking facing different ways.
My least favorite is where the nip starts halfway down the tit and there's still half the tit to go. The big old burgers.
Yeah. That's not great.
It's still great.
What's the biggest nipples you've seen in a woman?
Oh, pretty big.
I saw some big ones.
I've seen some big nips.
But also she was super flat chested.
Right.
And her name was Stacey. Fuck it. She was super flat chested.
Beep that.
And she had massive burger nips.
Yeah.
I remember thinking,
that's gutting.
My goodness, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, that is.
She had the nips of a fucking G cup, but she had an A cup.
That is harsh.
Yeah, the nipple fairy was off her game that day.
Yeah, I've seen some big nips in my time.
Yeah.
Still giving the old college go.
College go. Biggest nips you've seen, Tom?
I don't know, pretty big.
Who do you reckon's got the biggest nips in here?
Oh, I've got very small nipples. Yeah. I think Freddie's got the biggest nipples.
Oh, by a
but
mile.
I've seen everyone's nipples, so I know this.
Yeah. Freddie's got the biggest
nipples. I've actually got the biggest nipples, because I don't really have big nipples.
No, you don't. For a large man, your nipples aren't that big, but I think you've still probably got the biggest nips, because you've stretched yours out a little bit.
Yeah. But
I think we've all got relatively normal nips.
Oh, mine have
yours
quite
are
small.
Quite small. You do have particularly small nips, that's true. And you've also got a tiny penis. Yeah. Obvious. Everything about you is tiny. Why would your dick be any different?
When both of you went, I think Freddie's got the smallest nipples, I was like, yeah, it's the biggest nipples. I was like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
I didn't go, don't know. Could be any of us.
Could be any of you. Could be any three of us.
But that's because we've seen each other's
could
nipples.
Be anyone. Could be anyone in here. Any one of us. We all have an equal chance, I'd say. 33%. That's about the odds of me having the smallest dick. What do you reckon? Anyone? Anyone else agree?
Really is a crapshoot. Yeah. Really is the toss of a coin.
Toss of a tiny, tiny dick.
Let's just get him out. I don't want him thinking they're hot. If you're in a relationship and you're happy with your partner, you should only have eyes for that person.
Yeah, but what if your person looks like that?
Yeah.
It's not reasonable. The fact that he manages every now and again to coax a half-soft boner into you should be thanks enough when you are a disgusting whale.
Yeah.
The arrogance of this, going, oh, you can only look at this. It's like, Jesus Christ. It's like going, oh, you're only allowed to warm yourself on a tyre fire.
Those massive arms that fat women have are gross.
Oh God, yeah, the flanks.
Yeah. You know the big like doner kebab arms.
Yeah.
It looks like what's that Spanish ham that you can sort of
show?
Like
Iberian ham.
Yeah.
It looks like Henry VIII should be eating that.
Yeah.
I also think if you get cheated on, it's your own fault.
Wow. What?
Well, don't be so shit.
Right.
And then you won't get cheated on.
Yeah. Have you ever been cheated on?
No.
Okay. That he knows.
Oh, yeah, that
means
know
you've
of.
Not found out.
Oh, that I know of. Yeah.
Who's got the biggest penis of all the men that you've had sex with today? It could be anyone.
Could be any of them.
Could be any
could
of them.
Could be any of the people you've any had sex with. Could be.
Could be. I don't know.
Roll the dice. Evil evens, I'd say.
33%.
33%. 1 in 3, definitely. If there's 3 people, then it'd be 1 in 3 evenly. I don't see any reason why it would bias.
I don't know myself.
Could be anyone.
All right, well, who's got the smallest nipples?
I've got really little nipples, but it has no correlation to my penis, which could be any size for all you know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I am a little man.
A tiny little man.
With little nipples.
Little nipples, little hands. I've got a little face.
Small hands, small
little
face.
Little bum. I've got little legs.
Small legs. Everything about me
absolutely tiny. Really
small.
Much smaller than everyone else in the room.
However,
could be any size. Theoretically, it could be enormous. You don't know.
I've got Schrodinger's penis.
You don't know how big my dick is.
It could be any size.
Whereas you two very large men could also have any size dick.
You two men, one are big in every possible conceivable
huge
way.
Men. One of you very wide, one of you very long. But I would suppose that has no correlation to the size of our relative genitalia.
Every single one of your features, what I can see with my eyes...
I could have the dick the size of a 6'7" man. I could.
I said all that.
Could be any of us. It was the funniest thing he said since the time when he wanted to get fucked by a tiger. Dressed like a lady tiger.
Stand by
could be
part.
Any of us who gets bummed by a tiger.
Miss Wood, who spent 10 years in the US, moved back to Britain 3 years ago after her long-term relationship broke down, leaving her devastated.
I bet she fit in well good in America.
Yeah.
If you are a big fat cunt, that is the move. Move to where the fat cunts are, innit? You know, like if you move to like Alabama, She'd fucking win the state fair. Prize hog.
She was so heartbroken that she vowed to never get in another relationship. And experts believe the emotional trauma triggered her illness. Miss Wood was living in her...
It's not an illness. You're just jealous because you got cheated on.
Now, just wait for this next piece of information that is the most obvious thing I've ever heard in my life.
Uh-huh.
Miss Wood was living
Tom
in...
Tom has the smallest dick on Dead Men Talking.
No. Go on.
Miss Wood was living in her native Scotland.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Where she's the most beautiful woman. The
most beautiful woman in a Scottish village.
I actually think, to be fair... when Scottish women are fit,
oh god, yeah.
they're smackheads.
They are no. When Scottish women are attractive, yeah. They're the most attractive out of any of the four countries that constitute
Could
the UK.
Be. Yeah.
However,
their mingers are world class.
Their mingers are also the ugliest.
Yeah.
And there's way more mingers than.
Yeah. But like, you know, all of Britain's like that. Like, we've got a lot of mingers, but a few like mingers, real fitters.
When Scotland get it right. Fucking stunning.
Yeah. But those are the ones that are like basically Scandinavian. You know, those are the ones whose parents long ago got raped by a Viking.
Yeah.
If your house only got pillaged, you're going to be ugly.
Yeah. If you got raped...
Oh, she's a bit of a pillager, if you get what I mean.
It's one of those. Did you get raped by a Viking or a Geordie?
Yes. Those are your two options in the north.
Oh, yeah. You've got lovely rape eyes.
She's got a pillager's chin.
Miss Wood was living in native Scotland when a mutual friend introduced her to Mr. Wood on Facebook a year later. After exchanging messages for several weeks, she travelled to London where the pair enjoyed their first
These
date.
These are such pathetic losers. If you're chatting to someone on Facebook from Scotland, being like, do you want to come down for a date? You live in London.
I know.
There are 3.5 million people there and all of them look better than your missus. 100% of them are fitter.
Yeah.
Like 100%. She is in the bottom 1% percentile of like attractiveness.
Yeah, a London 3 is a Scotland 8. Yeah.
If you have to set your Tinder radius to 400 miles.
Yeah. Well, he said it's a 500, but then he said it's a 500 more.
Very good.
Thank you.
She said, I knew...
She said, da-da-da-da!
She said, I knew we were meant to be a couple when we shared our first kiss under London Bridge.
Yeah, surprised is that she where
fit?
She lives?
Surprised she fit under it?
Yeah, she was down there giving riddles to goats. It's so funny how often we get a news story and all we do with it is like, so that person's ugly.
Yeah, so he's woman as well.
We just go, that's an ugly woman. That's all we've done. Should we help another ugly woman to laugh at? This week on Ugly Women of the World. World's ugliest cunts.
Is it too late to change the name of the podcast? Laughing at ugly women. If you want to laugh at ugly women in the flesh, come to Dead Meat. There's going to be some there.
Hold on, there's an amazing sentence in a minute. Let's got to keep going.
The only problem that was that we lived so far apart.
Like her tits.
We started to get serious and made plans to move in together. But then I discovered that Steve had been seeing another girl around the time we'd first met.
Yeah, when you were like dating. Yeah.
He claimed he didn't think we were exclusive because of the distance, and I forgave him, but I started to doubt whether or not he could be faithful. Uh-huh. Miss Wood, who also suffers from bipolar and body dysmorphic disorders...
Yeah, she thinks she's thin.
She thinks she's even fatter.
She's like, oh, when I look in a mirror, I just see a fat woman looking out at me. Well, your eyes are fine. Like, what do you mean body dysmorphic? You fucking minging. It's like when people who are shit say they've got imposter syndrome. It's like, no, you are an imposter.
That's why
you feel like one, because you're crap.
Yeah.
Body dysmorphic disorders.
She added that her jealousy got worse when the pair moved in together as she tried to monitor Mr. Wood's every move. She installed childproof filters on his laptop and mobile phone.
If only Tom Binns had had some of them.
My God, childproof filters.
Yeah.
To stop.
It's to stop him watching porn, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's to stop him looking at explicit pictures of women and banned him from watching any television programmes featuring women.
Yeah.
That's bit. Can't watch Loose Women.
Oh, gutted.
Fuming.
Oh, no Sex in the City for me.
What can he watch? Top Gear?
Yeah. Can't even watch football nowadays, can you? Bloody hell. Wait.
Miss Wood said, one night an advert for a women's razor came on television and I felt panicky thinking that Steve was eyeing the model up.
Well, maybe you should shave. To be fair, if she tried to shave, like, strips of her flesh had come off like a prosciutto, wouldn't it? You've actually made fat cunt Carpaccio.
You're on fire here.
Mate, you give me a fat woman to laugh at, I'll start cooking.
I mean, you're just happy because he's fat shaming. It's not about you.
Yeah. I just really love fat shaming. It really it gets me going.
It is funny.
It's great.
The only thing that could put my mind at rest was banning him from watching any programmes that have women in them. Now I won't even let him watch The Weakest Link in case he fancies Anne Robinson. But I'm scared he'll have a sneaky look when I'm in another room.
Oh, yeah. That's what he's definitely looking at when you leave the room. Looking at Anne Robinson. Jesus.
That's why I decided to order the lie detector online. It was my only way of knowing for sure if Steve's eyes were wandering.
Can you imagine how janky a lie detector test you buy off the internet is?
Oh, yeah, and she doesn't look like she's splashing out.
Oh, no, this is a Temu fucking lie detector test, 100%.
That poor bloke who's probably hooked up to it is like, have you been looking at other women today? He's like, no, and it beeps and she fucking hits him with her fucking rolled up newspaper.
Lies! Tell me again!
Yeah, this is weak.
It was my only way of knowing for sure if Steve's eyes were wandering. In general, he's quite truthful, but I have caught him lying a few times about looking at other women.
Yeah, because you're asking him for something unreasonable. It is literally physically impossible not to look at a fit woman's tits and ass.
Yeah.
It just happens. Before you thought about it, you have a little glance. There's a difference between looking and staring. That's very important.
Yeah, totally.
You take the scene in.
Totally. Looking is like a little glance.
And looking is, oh. Staring is, those are different.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, biologically, your brain just scans that. And also, there's a thing with men, is like, whenever we see any woman, the first thing our brain does is go, would or wouldn't. Like, straight away. Doesn't matter what context it's in. They could be your fucking professor. It could be the queen.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like, would or wouldn't. And queen, by the way, would still.
I know exactly what you mean. And depending on our answer to that question, will depend on whether or not we listen to anything you say.
Well, yeah. Either way, I'm not good at it, but I'll pretend if I want to.
Yeah. One of them, I'll at least pretend to listen.
Yeah.
The other one, I'll just... if it's wooden, I just push your face. Yeah. Like that, and just go... Ugh!
But if you...
Get away.
Gross. But like, if you want to be with a man, you've got to accept that you're with a man. And that is what a man is.
Yeah.
You know,
that
is going to happen. Like, you know, you can't be that psycho and then be like, he was lying about looking at her.
Men are...
If you see a fit woman in leather trousers, it is impossible. It is impossible.
Leather trousers.
Oh, I fucking love an ass in leather trousers, you know.
I like an ass in leggings.
Yeah.
Oh,
like... Just anything tight is the one, isn't it?
I like the leather trousers because I reckon it'll be sweaty inside.
Oh, God. Dutty boy.
Yeah.
Do you remember those, what were they called? Those, like... Fucking those, they were like leggings, but leather looking leggings type thing that women used to wear for a while.
Yeah.
Used to make every ass look perfect.
Yeah. Good times. Yeah. I think my favourite bit of fashion was when fashion convinced women to just wear bras as a top.
That was great. Yeah.
That was a great year.
I really enjoyed the phase of seeing women's thongs above the jeans and stuff.
Yeah, bring back that 90s trend.
Yeah. Little whale tail thing.
Bring it all back. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the whole athleisure wear look, to be honest with you. You know, the whole fucking leggings and...
Why are you into athletic women? Is it like you just want what you can't have?
Opposites attract, isn't
it? Yeah.
I think you're just women, if you are listening and you're fit, just wear as little as possible.
They're not.
Fit women
are not listening.
All right, women, if you're listening, if you've got a fit mate, convince them to wear as little as possible. It's summer.
Great
skirts. Yeah. Brilliant, perfect.
Doesn't even have to be as little as possible, though. Sundress season.
Love
a bit of sundress
season. The first sunny day of the year when you see a load of skirts, that's my favourite day of the year.
Love going
that's
skirt watching. It's like when flying ants come out, innit? It's dead exciting. Oh, it's sundress day.
Yeah.
Miss Wood was diagnosed with Othello syndrome earlier this year in September, and her condition has affected her so much that she has barely left the house in 6 months.
Oh, and she was out jogging every day before that.
She's been prescribed anti-anxiety medication and is having therapy to deal with her issues, after which she hopes to marry Mr. Wood, who proposed earlier this year. They're married to the couple of called Wood.
I think the problem with this is that the doctor has tried to analyse her, and he said, looks like a fella syndrome, because she...
You've got a fella syndrome.
Yeah, as in, you look like a fella syndrome. And she's going, I've got a fellow syndrome. The guy's going, right, whatever.
Yeah, fair enough. No, it makes sense.
This Wood has already taken his surname as her own in anticipation of the wedding.
Oh, there we go.
Looks like you're a fella syndrome. Looks like you're a fella, then he's panicked to go, syndrome.
Have you thought her name was Syndrome? Oh, we thought she had Downs and he was just calling it a syndrome.
Looks like you're a fella syndrome.
Hello, it's my wife's syndrome.
I'm afraid you've got a big fat fella syndrome.
Oh, imagine.
Mr. She's... Wood, how long have you known you were gay?
Imagine it introducing your wife. This is syndrome.
She's not actually a fella. She just looks like it.
Yeah. I know what you're thinking.
Yeah. Is it short for anything? It's dwarfism syndrome.
Miss Wood has a... Oh, I've read that.
Oh, he's a little gimp, this guy.
Yeah. She's also been researching Othello syndrome and hopes to start a support group for other sufferers.
Yeah. Oh, God. What an awful meeting. Are you looking at my fella?
Yeah. Where have you been? Yeah. You weren't here last week. What was going on?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be in charge of the money. The name of the condition is derived from the play... Blah, 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 blah. Research suggests around 15% of sufferers have been violent towards their partners, including 63-year-old Robert McCatty, who killed his wife Margaret at their home earlier this year after being diagnosed with the condition.
Yeah, less fun when it's a man who's got it, innit?
Mr. McCatty of Bloomsbury, Central London, who then took his own life, had installed electric bugs around the marital home after becoming convinced his wife, also 63, had been unfaithful.
Then there's just a sexy picture of Anne Robinson for some colour.
Miss Wood said, my jealousy has driven me to breaking point and sometimes I've thrown stuff across the room. I put Steve through a lot, but he stood by me through it all, so I know he's the man for me.
Probably put him through the headboard.
I think lots of women out there must be suffering from the same condition and just not realise it.
Yeah, more mental women need a name for their fucking bollocks, innit?
Yeah, yeah. It's a new ADHD. I think it's because of the pressure society puts...
Snide little cunt.
I think it's because of the pressure society puts on us to look a certain way. To be stick thin with blonde hair and big boobs.
Well, congratulations to you for resisting that pressure. I mean, very successfully. I mean, I've never seen anyone who has more successfully resisted the pressure of mainstream beauty standards.
More power to you, sister.
She's nailed big boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's like a side effect.
But they're not like the nice big boobs.
No.
Yeah, if she was thin, she wouldn't have big boobs.
When men say they want big boobs, they don't mean at any cost.
Yeah.
You need big boobs in proportion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hers look like a clown's going to make him into a dog.
I'm lucky my partner is so understanding. Others might not be so fortunate.
He's just desperate and he's a little bitch. He's like the most pathetic cunt. Like, he really is the saddest, most pathetic little rat.
Here's an unnecessary word. Unemployed Mr. Wood.
Yeah, there we go. She's a sugar mummy. Now we've got to the bottom of it. He needs a fucking roof.
But she's not going out. She's not got a job either. She's not going out anywhere.
Yeah, but she's getting some fucking disability or something.
Yeah. Unemployed Mr. Wood admitted life with his partner could be tough, but insisted she was worth it. He said, sometimes I get nervous and the lie detector results come back inconclusive because my heart is hammering, which makes Debbie doubt me. I just have to tell her I haven't cheated and pray she believes me. I'm willing to put up with it because I know we're soulmates. She's so special to me, and a bit of jealousy here and there won't change that.
Wow.
What a fucking pair of cunts.
What a loser.
Yeah.
Honestly, if I'd seen this story at the time, which I believe was when I was working on Jeremy Carr.
You 100% would be on the phone.
In fact, this is a month after. Oh no, this is the week I started. I would definitely have got him on. Yeah. Like 10 times.
Yeah, it was very easy to get them on, innit? You go, is that, what's her name? Debbie. Hey, is that Debbie? Apparently we've seen your partner bubbing a woman.
Yeah. And apparently, Apparently it says you look like a fella.
You know what I'd have done? It'd been super easy. If she says, I've got my own lie detector, right, I'd have said, they don't work. Yeah. Only ours work. And people definitely would believe that.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah. Come on, syndrome.
Come on, syndrome. Also, I think a lot of people who went on Jeremy Kyle probably had this syndrome, because there was a lot of people like this who just constantly accusing the partners of cheating when they clearly weren't.
And then Jeremy Kyle had just randomly give him some lie detector text and throw that grenade into the mix.
We
reckon he's, fuck it, lying. That's basically it, wasn't it?
I made that call several times.
Oh, don't shout at me. Graham and the aftercare team will help. Right, up next.
It says here that you did whatever makes the best telly. I'm just going to riff it. You seem nice, so he didn't cheat. Fine.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Have we got any advice or anything?
We did get a bit of advice just before we started
talking. Cool, I mean, an advice-giving mood.
Advice from a cunt.
I actually don't care if any of you live or die.
Okay, this is new career. Having dedicated the last 8 years to trying to make it as a producer and DJ in the music industry, I recently hit 31 and realised that play music to ne'er-do-wells is not the place for an anxious little spaz. That said, I'm not ready to give up creative pursuits and resign to the 9-to-5. Any suggestions on what I should try next? Stand-up?
No.
OnlyFans? Impressionist painting?
I think it's probably time to get a job.
I would say
you can have a job and be creative. Just
stand up. No. OnlyFans, if you listen to this, no.
Very unlikely. Like it's the thing. Like if you're gonna do OnlyFans, you've got to be realistic, right? Like for every point you are less fit than a 10, you need to add that on to how fucked up the shit you do is.
Also, this is a bloke.
This is a bloke. No chance then. Unless you've got a massive dick or you're willing to go really gay.
Impressionist painting as well. Yeah, like you're talking at the time the. Where, you know, the classical period was.
Oh, shut your fucking boring fat mouth.
You would have had to have really had a formal
fucking Sister Wendy over here.
You'd be best
that's a reference.
You'd be better off with
Sister Wendy used to host like art programs.
You'd be better off with modernist painting because you could get away with more stuff.
Shut the fuck up. No one cares. You're going to have a job, aren't you? So just get a job and then just do creative things on the side and then see which one you like and see if any of those eventually lead to a career. But also, the point of creativity isn't to have a career.
Well, here's an idea, just sort of throwing this out there. Instead of producing music and DJing to ne'er-do-wells.
Yeah.
Why don't you produce music that you like and see where that goes?
Yeah.
So instead of doing the stuff that you think other people are going to like, why don't you just do what you like and then go from there?
Yeah. Because that is advice that Freddie has lived, is just what he likes is rape.
Yeah.
And it's led you here.
To rape you.
Yeah.
I rape Tommy's got a small stick.
Could be any of us.
I mean,
any of us could look like a fella.
The last ever episode of Dead Men Talking, you should rape Rob.
I can't. It's going to have to be you. We're going to hold you down and fuck you, obviously.
Yeah, and then Freddie should rape Rob.
Right. I don't think he's got the cardio. I'm too wriggly.
Yeah.
You'd get tired before you could bump me.
I'd drug you.
Right, yeah, I would take him.
You're just like,
here's some drugs, Rob. That's how you drug me. You don't need to hide it. Rob, would you like some drugs? I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah. I won't have finished the sentence. I won't have finished saying, I'm going to rape you.
And I'm like, I've had him now.
Just leave some drugs on the side.
Yeah, just leave them about. Just rack a line up on there. I'll be like, what's that?
Yeah, this is the thing, person who's messaged in. You have to, if you're going to do a creative pursuit, honest to God, if you start making things that other people want rather than what you want, that is more hollow than not doing anything at all.
Yeah, it's not fulfilling.
Yeah.
It's not fulfilling. You won't get anywhere with it and get somewhere with it. But
live your dream. If you're, say, the sort of person who has always dreamed of sitting around with his cunt mates laughing at fat, ugly women, just do that and see if people are into it. You know, it turns out you can make a career out of that. You know, who knew? But yeah, you're going to have to get a proper job, aren't you? Just do it on the side.
I mean, the reason he doesn't want to do it is it's not the place for an anxious little spaz. Have you tried not being an anxious little spaz?
That would be good advice, yeah. Or ask an anxious little spaz, have you tried bagging a big fat bird who looks like a fella?
Perhaps you could. I mean, do DJs have agents?
Big ones do.
This sort of feels like the kind of thing that an agent would do, isn't it?
They're not getting it.
I think if he had an agent, he's not going to be like, this isn't for me.
No, it depends, though, because like agents are fucking useless, most of them.
Yeah, but I don't think many
having
DJs
an
have
agent. I know I a lot of comedians.
If you're a good enough DJ to have an agent,
I don't know.
You're probably pretty big.
We don't know the world, though. It might well be like comedy, where there's loads of people with agents who still have day jobs because their agents are fucking retards.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Any random person that could refer to.
I need to quickly name for a piss. I am literally going to die. I've been trying to hold it in for about 20 minutes. I'm going to fucking piss everywhere.
All right. Do you reckon he's got the same condition as that big fat bird?
What, the body dysmorphia?
No, I've just been a big fat ugly cunt.
You've got a fat gay mug syndrome.
Do you reckon when he was born, they held up Freddy by one leg and went, Mrs. Quinn, I'm afraid to say, you've got a fat gay mong.
I think they took a leg each.
Yeah, they probably had some sort of winch. It's like when you land a tuna.
See, we can do it without Freddie. I think next time Freddie's in a bubble, we just carry on doing the podcast, but just without him, save him anyway.
Yeah, we just carry on just bullying him without him having any response.
Yeah, it works.
He's fat.
Yeah.
He's also gay.
I'd say we're a bit of dead end now.
Yeah. You were got a bit too confident.
Too confident, baby.
Yeah. And edit till Freddie's back. And that's when he said, my mother has AIDS. Oh, hello.
What was this?
I was just telling a story about you.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. About your mother having AIDS.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She fucked a chimp. She was the first person. You do look like what would happen if a woman fucked a chimp.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Anyway, right, so what are we doing now?
I think we're ending the podcast now. No! An hour and a half.
He's just nipped off for a break when we're about to end the podcast.
I thought, you said another 20 minutes.
I didn't.
No,
I
said... he said we've been going an hour and a half.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's enough.
Oh, right.
We're done. We're out of it, baby.
I've really enjoyed it.
We've had a great day today.
I've had a great day.
It's been a really good day. It was very stressful earlier in our little court case at Manchester Town Hall. Check out our Patreon if you want to hear all about the details of which. Basically, it means dead meat is legit. It's happening. The police have okayed it, sort of. But we have a capacity limit. So,
do you think there's someone...
I'm trying to sell us some fucking tickets,
Tom. I know, but do you think there's people who listen to this, who like listen to all the way through, and the extra episode a week, not bothered about that.
Yeah.
Not bothered about the specials.
Yeah.
But hear about a court case.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm in.
Hello.
A bit Manchester County Council.
A bit of procedural drama, is it? Yeah, but also, like, they were the people we told first about tickets, so there might not be any left for these fucking stupid cunts who haven't paid for it, you tight little pricks. Yeah, so get your Dead Meat tickets if there's any left at deadmentalkpod.com. Also, join us on Patreon for £3 a month, you tight bastards. You can even have a free trial if you want. With that, nice. You can have it free for a week. There's an extra episode every week. Some of our best episodes ever, and most importantly, the fact that we've got like a supporter base like that is why we can be such fucking cunts. So thank you very much.
Also as well, I'm going on tour.
I'm excited.
Good,
because you will be not near me for a while.
October and November. Tickets are doing really well. There's a few places that are going to have sold out within the next week or two.
It's like 20-odd dates, isn't it?
There's 20-odd dates, so keep coming down. There's a few places.
Keep having a little buy for those tickets. Also, we're both going to be at the Edinburgh Festival this year, so check us out there.
Yep, cool. Yeah. Fuck off.
Yeah, fuck you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.